We're a little bit late for her. I'm so sorry. Gail, hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm all right. I'm delighted because this is my favourite genre of movie that we're doing today, which is a Christmas movie. I absolutely love a Christmas movie, but it's a new one. It's called A Boy Called Christmas. Let's take a listen to a short clip.
You may find this hard to believe, but long ago, nobody knew about Christmas. It started with a boy called Nicholas and a summons from the king.
I'm asking you to go to the very edges of our kingdom and bring back a spark of magic to give us hope.
I'm going to Elfhelm to find the elves, Mika, to bring some new hope to the world.
Such a fool.
Everyone knows there is no such thing as elves.
You ready, old friend?
Born ready.
You can talk.
And I can fly as well. Nah, just kidding. No mice can fly. That would be absurd.
It's a dangerous journey to Elfhelm. Under the moon. Past the sleeping giants. Up the pointy mountain. We'll get there. I know we will.
Nicholas!
Hold on, Mika!
This is so up my alley, I can't even tell you. Okay, so first of all, Maggie Smith, hello and welcome. Absolutely excited about that. Second of all, Stephen Merchant, who I absolutely adore. Stephen Merchant, if you don't know, folks, used to be sort of Ricky Gervais's partner in crime. They came up with The Office together and Extras together and sort of various other things. He's now sort of branched off on his own. He's a very, very funny man. Really enjoy that. Jim Broadbent, you will have heard there, who is sort of in everything, and adore him. Love it. Tell us, Gail.
Oh, well, it is also based on Matt Haig's book. I don't know if you're a fan of his work.
I don't know who he is. Should I?
You should. You
oh,
should.
Dear, sorry. Oops.
No. You should. You don't necessarily have to. But he's written that he wrote A Boy Called Christmas and The Girl Who Saved Christmas and some of his kids' books. And then in the adult arena, he's just written The Midnight Library, which I see they're turning into a TV series,
okay.
Which is one of my favorite books of this year. I think I read it this year or last year. I can't remember because the 2 years are both 10 years long and very mixed up together. But
right.
It's a very good book if anyone's looking for something that's also got a lot of hope. And, you know, the stuff he does is very much about empathy, about kindness, about reaching out to others, about hope, and this is what this story is very much about too. It's this, and this very beautiful child who's sort of, I think it's his second role. He, his name's Henry Lawful, and he's got this wonderful otherworldly look to him. He's got these huge, big eyes.
Huge eyes. Oh, he's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful boy.
He's a beautiful child. And he sort of carries the film very nicely with his little pet mouse, Mika, who he spends the first few minutes of the movie trying to teach to talk, and his father thinks he's crazy.
Sweet.
And as you say, it's just got a wonderful cast. I mean, Maggie Smith is the storyteller, and there's a little bit of fun link to her as well that I won't give away. But she's wonderful in this of telling the story. Then there's Michael Haseman, who's in it. Jim Broadbent. Kristen Wiig turns up as the nasty Aunt Carlotta.
I love her.
All fairy tales simply must have the nasty auntie / stepmother / a villain of some point.
For sure.
And although she has a pretty small role, she's very funny. And then Sally Hawkins also turns up in this, which I know she's been in things latterly like The Shape of Water, but the movie I always remember seeing her in was Happy Go Lucky, which was just such wonderful movie. It was a smile a minute. So she's sort of in this as a bit of a misguided villain. And really, so Nicholas's father sets off on this quest to find a spark of magic to bring hope to the kingdom. It's all set in Finland, in the most freezing place. It really looks cold all the time, which is nice in the 30-degree heat, but we've got rain at the moment, so it's slightly less fun from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually, having put up with his Aunt Carlotta long enough, he then decides he's off to find his dad. And so he sets off with his mouse, who suddenly can speak, miraculously, and they set off on this wonderful adventure. And I have to say, I just loved it. We all watched
it.
Did
your daughter watch it? Yeah. What did she think? Because she's 12.
Yes. She's 12 and a half, nearly 13. So she didn't want to watch it. She was in denial of watching a Christmas movie with me. But I have to say that against her will. Against her will, she enjoyed it. Exactly. Against her will, by the end, she did enjoy it. She sort of got into it a bit, so I thought, oh, well, there you go. That's a win. Because getting the teenagers into something like this is always a trick.
Yeah, absolutely. But against her will, she enjoyed it. I love a Christmas movie. I really do. Always have done. This, to me, is a little bit reminiscent of The Polar Express, which I know was animated, but it has that same feel about it. And something happens to me when I hear jingle bells at the start of a movie. I am transported instantly. I really am. I absolutely love it. And I think also because I grew up in England, so that when Christmas in England is very different to Christmas in South Africa, in that obviously it's cold and sometimes it snows and it just feels a bit Christmassy. And one of the things that I've always felt since moving back here is that it never really feels Christmassy. And that's why at about this time of year, I start binging uncontrollably Christmas movies. So I've already got sort of ready to go The Holiday, Polar Express, various others.
Arthur Christmas was another sweet one, also animated though. I also did watch, which was, if you're looking for another one, Castle for Christmas, I think it's called, also on Netflix, which is not quite as, it's Brooke Shields and Carrie Alves. Yes. So, and I must say, it's not an award winner by any stretch of the imagination, but I couldn't resist watching it because I loved Carrie Alves, you know, Princess Bride, and Brooke Shields. I always remember what she was like as a young actress. So I couldn't resist watching it. And once I'd started watching it, I couldn't stop watching it. So it's very much a sort of guilty pleasure if you're looking for a Christmas movie. Also lots of snow and tartan.
I am looking for snow and tartan. I am looking for that. That's all I want in a Christmas movie is really snow and tartan. And I gather a cameo appearance from Drew Barrymore, but that is something called Castle for Christmas.
Exactly.
Your recommendation for this week is A Boy Called Christmas. I keep saying to my other half, I can't wait, although we're not massive fans of letting our little person watch things on television, but I'm looking forward to, she's a bit young now, but I'm looking forward to when she gets to the age where we can all sit down on the sofa of a Sunday afternoon and do a kind of, you know, a Disney or a Christmas movie. I think she might be a bit young to be able to do a full A Boy Called Christmas, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And she can, you know, potter about. But it looks like a goodie. I'm looking forward to it. He really is. Henry Lawful, the most extraordinary looking child. He's absolutely beautiful, isn't he? Gosh.
Absolutely.
A shock of red hair. All right, Gail, thanks very much indeed. We'll chat to you again next week. Lovely to have you with us this week. If you're looking for something, it's on Netflix. It's called A Boy Called Christmas.